Welcome to Real Estate New. I've got a treat for you, folks. I got Tommy Olive with me. We're going to talk about what's going on because spring has sprung. What's going to happen? We'll find out. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate New. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, hi, Scott.
Okay, well, first off, we're going to talk about what we just talked about earlier, the freeze. Your prediction.
The freeze.
I haven't seen any mesquite trees blooming, seen no scissor tails. My granddad's a wise tail. When the mesquites are blooming and the scissor tails are out, no more freezing. But I hadn't seen it.
That's the sure sign. Maybe if all of us get together and think that it won't, it won't.
Because there's already some plants and trees and stuff coming out.
A lot are, yeah, yeah.
So, but let's, my real question here where I'm going with this is, let's say it does freeze, but it freezes for like 12 hours or 10 hours. Right. Is that really going to do anything?
It burns new growth, but it generally doesn't kill plants. Now, real tender annuals like tomatoes and some flowers, it can kill them.
Even a short freeze can kill.
Yeah, yeah. Even a frost. It's kind of aggravating. It can, a killing frost can happen at about 33 or 4 degrees.
So learn something. Again, we learned something today from the master, Mr. Tommy.
That makes a person angry almost, you know, when that happens. But if you cover them with a towel or a piece of plastic, it keeps the moisture off. There's no frost on them, and that can save them.
Okay, so folks, y'all heard it. So if your plants, because I'm fixing to take my plants out. You're fixing to see me, by the way. I'm taking my plants out of the garage. And so, but if it is going to freeze just like 1 or 2 days, just go ahead and put a sheet or something over them and we're good.
It makes a lot of difference.
So I can go ahead and get them out of the garage and
I think
get
you
some
can.
Sunlight and go. Okay, well,
I've been wrong before. But
you're usually right. Folks, I'm going to tell you one thing I know he's right on, and I'm going to test it for you again. Now, I'm going to tell you, I live on Enclave in Bentwood, so you can actually come by my house. You're more than welcome, and I'll show you. Give me about 2 weeks. This evening, I'm taking off this afternoon. I've got a gallon of olive oil.
Okay. Yeah.
My backyard's not very big, to be honest with you. 1 gallon will do the whole backyard. So I'm going to do my yard doesn't look very good right now. I was really sitting on my back porch, and I told Kim, I said, look at it. Our yard doesn't look worth it. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And so... So you know what I'm going to do? So I did this before years ago, remember?
Yeah.
On Imperial Court. I said, we're not going to do the front yard. I want to do the backyard with olive oil, and we're just going to water the front. And let's give it 2 weeks, and let's see what it looks like. And folks, I'm going to guarantee you there'll be a big difference, won't it?
Well, we'll be back, right?
We'll be back.
Results. All right.
That's it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do my test again, because I did it before for Tommy, and I said, let me tell you what I did. And it worked. I mean, I actually had people that stopped and said, I want to see your yard. Is it really? Does that stuff really work, or are you just talking on the radio? I said, well, come look. And they were like, oh, my goodness. So I'm going to do it again. And unfortunately, I wish my yard didn't look that better. I wouldn't be doing it to begin with, but it does.
It was a hard year last year. It was bad. Too hot and way too dry. I got a half inch of rain last night.
Did you really? I didn't even check my gauge yet.
So... And I tell you what, I put on my calendar when it rained a year ago, from August to August, 21 to 22, last August was 22, I got an inch and a half in my house.
The whole year?
The whole year.
That's horrible.
So that last year is gone, and it's a good thing.
It is, but and folks, and we talk about yards and stuff in town on the show, but... What it's done to the ranching community has been horrible, too. I mean, it took me 20 years to build up a decent herd of cattle, and I got to get, they're done. I mean, it just, you can't afford to keep feeding them.
But it could start raining.
Yeah.
And then it all changes.
And it does all change. And then the cows are practically given away. You're going to pay double to buy back. So
hard time for ranchers.
My daddy always said, we don't raise cattle. We grow grass.
Yeah.
And if you don't grow grass, you can't have any cows. So that's how it works. But let's talk about spring. So spring's coming. It's time to get some new plants planting and going. And actually, unlike 1 year, and it cost me I told Tommy, I said, oh, my God. But I put them out, and I didn't pull them back in time, and I killed every plant. I didn't get them done.
In the fall, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. It was about 3 or 4 years ago. So I had to bring all my pots. Tommy and I said, okay, I got to restock everything. That's not what you want to do, folks. You want to keep them alive.
I think he had a big trailer.
I had a trailer full of pots. Literally a trailer full of pots. And I also learned a lesson, too. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I got to get them delivered next time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm going to tell y'all right now.
I'm a year older than I was last year.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
about 3 years ago, that killed me. Tommy's got these young little guys working there, and you know, they just pick them up and sit them in there. So we get home, and wife's watching me. I pick it up, and it's about to kill me. I barely make it to the front door. She said, "Where do you want it?" Set it down. I thought, okay, that's the last time I'm doing this. But anyway. Well, so what do we need to be planning?
Well, tell you what, a lot of people are interested in vegetables right now. That's just, you know, they're excited about having another chance. Last year wasn't very good.
Well, nothing better than homegrown vegetables.
That's right. So people are planting tomatoes and peppers and everything. And just protect them. If you don't plant 40 or 50, that's pretty hard to protect that many plants. But if you plant 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 or 20, you can. And like I said, covering them can be all that is required. And a cardboard box, I joke, said, "Hey, we're selling these. If you ever seen one of these, it's a cardboard box. Just put it on top of it, put a rock on it, and it won't freeze under there."
That's crazy, though, but it doesn't.
Yeah, it's or some people have 5-gallon buckets, you know, set over them. That's easy. Just got to have them.
And get them on and then get them back off, I guess, after
right.
It stops.
Yeah.
So you do it. So what kind of plants do you recommend right now? We do vegetables.
We have bingo tomatoes. They're grown out at the Wall High School. and bingos have a good reputation of producing when it gets hot in San Angelo. So that's popular. And there's a lot of other heat-tolerant tomatoes. Of course, probably the most popular pepper is a jalapeno.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's bell peppers and sweet peppers, all kinds.
One thing I remember from we lived at the ranch, we always had gardens. If you put a pepper plant next to a tomato plant, that tomato will take on a little flavor to it.
Is that? Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I tell you what, Scott, don't tell anybody, but I don't have enough time to garden myself.
Yeah. So you just teach it. But no, well, garden's a lot of work, though.
Yes, can be.
Especially a big one, because we always had big gardens. But, you know, just keeping as a kid, you know, my job was to pull weeds, and you know how much fun that is.
Yes, that's.
Yeah, I still hate that.
But, it's exciting.
Yeah, but I did enjoy the fruits of the labor.
Yes.
So, which was always good. So, what kind of front yard? I'll tell you one thing I can know for sure, because I got the Texas knockouts.
Yeah.
Those are fixed. They're already coming out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not all of it, just a little bit.
Well, some of them are leafed out real well.
Yeah, they're leafed out. I mean, I have a couple blooms already.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm hoping not freeze. But it's a beautiful little rose, but it's little bitty roses. But they're very, very pretty.
And, you know, little bitty, people could think of their size of a penny if you say that. But they're not
well, compared
little
to
bitty,
a big rose.
Yeah. Yes, right. Way
but,
smaller.
Yeah, but they're very, very pretty.
And easy. Probably... There's probably no shrub that blooms as much as a rose. That's perennial and tough, you know, when you think about it. I mean, it's always in bloom from spring, summer, and fall. And the knockout is especially tough. They never get fungus. You can just shear it off.